Beyond the Classroom is sponsored in part by Dr. H. Explores. Dr. H. Explores the Universe is a series of books written to change the face of STEM. Check them out at drhexplores.com or Dr. H. Explores on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr.
HBCU Nation, this is a special edition of Beyond the Classroom with Dr. Trina Coleman. I interview participants at the Alfred Street Baptist Church annual HBCU Festival. Alfred Street Baptist Church is in Alexandria, Virginia, and its HBCU Festival has grown so much over its less than 20 years of existence that this year's venue was the Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. There were over 13,000 registrants for the event from all across the country. There were high school students, parents, HBCU representatives from most, if not all, of the HBCUs, support organizations, foundations, vendors, and plenty of HBCU alums representing with their hats, hoodies, sweaters, and t-shirts. And from my perspective, there was only one objective: to enlighten youth by uplifting and highlighting our sacred institutions of higher learning. Period. One objective. Everyone was of one accord, and we were all one family. There were no rivalries at this festival. Rivalries took a knee that day. I also ran into a number of members of my graduating class and other alums from my alma mater, Hampton University, and also some of my homecoming hangout family. You all have them. You know, it's people that you just run into at homecoming, you have a great time, and you see them next year at homecoming. I had all of that going on, and my classmates either had their kids with them or they were volunteers and members of the Alfred Street Baptist Church. What I found particularly compelling was the parallel that I saw between the engagement at the HBCU Fest and the theme of my program, Beyond the Classroom. So you step onto the yard as a freshman, forge relationships, gain knowledge, graduate, advance professionally and spiritually, then give back with every fiber of your being. Our HBCUs need us more than ever, and it is our obligation to defend their legacies. Once again, it is our obligation to defend their legacies. And in closing, I have one last thought. Before we experience a piece of the Alfred Street Baptist Church HBCU Festival, I want to leave you with a passage from the book I'll Find a Way or Make One. It was written by Juan Williams and Dwayne Ashley, and the introduction was written by the late journalist Ed Bradley, who was also a Cheney University alum. I found that Ed Bradley summed it up so neatly and succinctly at the end of his introduction, and it basically states why HBCUs were needed and are still needed today. So I'm going to read to you what Ed Bradley said at the end of that introduction. This is what he said. Today, there are still so many young black men and women who choose to attend a historically black college or university because they are reservoirs of our culture, tradition, and opportunity. HBCUs still provide a door to the future, to a better life, to a better people. Those of us who graduated from a historically black college or university have an obligation to keep those doors open, an obligation to give back to the system that nurtured us. It can be done by example, by mentoring, and by financial support. There is a new generation seeking a way out, and with an education from an HBCU, they will find a way or make one. Ed Bradley. This is Dr. Trina Coleman from Beyond the Classroom, and I am live at the HBCU Festival hosted by Alfred Street Baptist Church. And it's amazing to see all of the vendor booths and all the students and all of the HBCUs that are representing. And I am standing here with one of the representatives from HBCU Pride Nation. They have some awesome products. And they're here trying to get these kids motivated to go to HBCUs. Tell me, what's your experience been here at the conference thus far? And tell me why you guys are here.
So my name is Nia Watson. I am a graduating senior at Bennett College for Women. We're here with HBCU Pride Nation, just trying to educate the youth about the present, the future, and the past of HBCUs. We're just trying to make sure that these kids are going to school and just being the best that they can be.
I commend you guys for traveling so far. Where'd you come from?
We came from Charlotte, North Carolina, but I actually go to school in Greensboro.
Wow, that's a long way to come to be here, but it's such an important event, and I once again commend you guys, and thank you for giving me some of your time.
No problem.
And I am standing here with an old friend. I won't say old as in elderly, but old as I've known him for a while. Derek Butts, North Carolina A&T grad. He's an awesome guy, and I just want to get his opinion and views on why he's here and what the event means to him.
This is actually an awesome event. We actually started attending Alpha Street Baptist Church a few months ago, and we heard about this event last year. We said we were out of town, so we didn't want to miss it. We decided to come check it out, and it's amazing of all the schools that represented, the organizations, and just the opportunities they're giving youth and young adults here to go to school and attend and actually nurture their minds and souls.
Wonderful response, Derek. And I hope you guys enjoy the festival once again. And thank you for letting me get a few minutes of your time here on Beyond the Classroom.
Thank you. It's great seeing you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Trina Coleman from Beyond the Classroom, and I am still broadcasting live here at the HBCU Festival, sponsored by Alpha Street Baptist Church. I am now standing here talking to the founder of Prep First, which is SAT, ACT prep, and tutoring and other things.
So, absolutely.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us. I'm glad you stopped by our booth this morning.
Not a problem.
I am Belinda Parker, Managing Director and founder of Prep First and Tutoring, located in Bowie, Maryland. Largo, Bowie, Upper Marlboro, we're there. And the reason why we started Prep First was because I had worked with an understudy, and doing that, I conducted some research and I found out that African American students lag behind Hispanic students in scoring.
Yes.
Our average score for African American students is a 960, which is a very poor score, behind Hispanics.
Wow.
Okay? And so, and the reason why, it's not because we're not smart students.
Right.
We don't know the game when we're playing the game. We have to prepare our students before they take that test.
Absolutely.
Not after they take that test and that score is recorded.
And not right, like a week before.
Exactly. We need time. And so
we
empower parents with the correct information so that they can prepare and know that they got to take this stuff seriously. Right?
Absolutely.
The College Board is not putting this test together for us to go in there and make a 1,300 score without any preparation.
And go ahead. No, I was going to say they keep it. They keep that score on record.
Yes,
and say,
they do.
This is how those students are doing versus how the other ones are doing. And they do the comparative, and that's how scholarships and admissions and all of those things are decided.
Yes, so. Exactly. And I see it all the time, and it's so disappointing because it only hurts the students. Because they're not informed, and they're listening to the schools, and the schools can't do everything.
Exactly.
So parents have to be involved and understand the process and what it all means to the end result of getting that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Well, that's great work that you're doing.
Thank
Are you,
you.
Going to get, do you usually get a lot of parents and students coming over to your booth to find out about your program and understand the importance of doing well on these standardized tests?
Yes, they do. And the thing about it is, they're always a little late because their students are usually juniors getting ready to take the test, or they're seniors and they've already taken the test,
right?
And so what they don't know is the College Board curves the scores. You take it a second time, so you can score, you can get more right and still get a score that's lower than what you originally
earned. I did not know that.
Yes, because they force a bell curve.
Wow.
So it's a lot that goes on in the process and the parents got to be informed about.
Exactly. Well, you guys inform these parents, please, and
we
let
will.
Them know that they need to be diligent and vigilant about everything as it pertains to their children getting into college and succeeding. So I would love to have you on the show one day to just talk about your program in some detail.
I'd love to do that.
But yes, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the festival.
Thank you.
Hello, me again, still here at the HBCU Festival, And now I am talking to the founder of Suited for Success. And we're going to see what she has to say and why she's here today and what her organization does that is so critical to helping these students navigate their way through college and to college.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Trina, for allowing me to be on your radio show for a quick soundbite. I'm Regina Robinson, your college admissions expert of Suited for Success College Planning Services. And we are both here today at the Alfred Street Baptist Church College HBCU College Fair, where there's going to be thousands of students and parents gathering information to try and help them navigate the college process. The problem is they show up to these fairs, they put a lot of information in the bag, they go home, and they have no idea of what to do with the information. Parents are still using those old tactics from 20 years ago to how to navigate college when it is totally different, not only by cost, but by the process and everything that's included. And so what we do at Suited for Success is help our families win the game of college admissions. We help them find the scholarship money, find the right fit schools, not so that they can go to college, but so that they can find home for 4 years. And we help our kids understand that it's important that they're going to college to prepare for beyond college, because that's where they discover who they really are and become who they're destined to be.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to be here with you today, and we look forward to amazing things happening.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll join again. And again,
absolutely.
I'm Regina Robinson. You can find us on all social media at S4S College Bound on Instagram and on Facebook, and on LinkedIn as Regina R. Speaks, and our website is suited4success.org. info@suitedforsuccess.org is our email address. Thank you again.
Well, thank you so much, and beyond college sounds a whole lot like beyond the classroom, but it's all good because we all have the same mission, and we're going to work together, and we're going to get it right.
Yes.
And we've been doing that for years. No need to stop now.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your
thank
time.
Thank you.
Hello, I am standing here talking to a set of parents and a child. I'm going to let the parents speak and say why they're here and why coming to this event is so important, because they came all the way from Pennsylvania. Mama, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Hi, we're here. We wanted our son to have the opportunity to see some of our HBCUs. My husband and I both are graduates of Alcorn State University. We come from a long line of HBCUs. My dad was a graduate of Morehouse. My mother, a graduate of Clark University.
Okay, I'm here with the college application specialist here at the HBCU Festival, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what she does and why she's here and why it's important to be here at this event.
Hi, good morning. So my name is Tamara Baptiste Wallace, and I am the college application specialist. My goal is to demystify the college application process for parents and students. I provide one-on-one and group counseling for college applications, as well as prep classes for sophomores and juniors. My goal is to help students and parents understand what they're getting into, preserve their relationship as they go through the college application process, and more importantly, make sure that the list of schools that your student is applying to is right for them and that they get their applications in on time. Gone are the days where applications were just one essay with a typewriter and life was good. That's over. Now we've got Common Apps and Coalition Apps and Early Decision and Early, and what the heck does all that mean? That's why I'm here, to help demystify that process.
Well, that sounds like a great mission, because I know we're still, although in 2019, we have a lot of first-generation students.
We do.
And they have nobody at home to help them navigate through it because they've never done it before.
Exactly.
And college counselors at the high school level,
they're so busy these days.
Busy.
The average counselor in Maryland is something like 250 to 1.
Wow.
And, you know, when you go through high school, you don't always get the benefit of the same counselor all 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be tough, especially when you get to senior year and you're breaking in a new counselor.
Right.
You sometimes feel lost. And there's some high schools where if you don't tell your counselor that you're college bound, you don't get access to all the information. And then, you know, come December, you're like, what happened?
Right.
And you missed your opportunity. So I'm out here trying to give education to people and help people through the process so that does not happen.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy the day and help get some people aligned properly so that they can get their applications done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have schools from all over. I see representation from probably all of our HBCUs out here today at the HBCU Festival. And this is just an incredible event to be here and see all of these brown faces interested and coming from all over the country.
to be here at the festival today, and I just can't say enough about it. And I am just going to just talk to people. So this is going to be an awesome broadcast when it's finally out there. You guys are just going to have to keep listening to it over and over. Right now I have with me the program manager of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. Yes, the caucus has a foundation. They're giving away money, and I'm going to let her tell you about it.
Good morning. My name is Brianna, and we're so excited to be here at the HBCU College Fair at the Convention Center being hosted by Alfred Street Baptist Church. We are here and so excited to help promote and offer our programming to help develop the next generation of leaders. We have scholarship programs, internship programs, and fellowship programs that are all paid and offer support and professional development to young people who are interested in pursuing careers in public service. We encourage you to come stop by our table, and please visit our website for more information at cbcfinc.org.
Thank you so much. And
Thank you
guys enjoy the festival. You look like you have a lot of activity going on over
here. Yes, we're so excited
people
to have
want that
turn
money.
Out.
Give that money to those kids.
Absolutely.
Talk to you and enjoy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
I am standing here right now speaking with Arthur McMahon, and he's from the White House Initiative on Historically Black Colleges and Universities. I'm so proud and surprised and happy to see that there's representation here at the festival from the White House. So I'm going to let Mr. McMahon talk about his role and why they're out here today.
So good morning. I'm Arthur McMahon, Senior Associate Director of the White House Initiative on HBCUs. Our primary mission is to support and strengthen HBCUs in their efforts to educate Americans. When we found out about this event sponsored by Alpha Street Baptist Church, we thought this was the perfect place for us to be to represent our office and to represent the initiative in its efforts to strengthen HBCUs. We primarily work with HBCUs and federal agencies and private partners trying to connect the HBCUs to proper resources in order to strengthen their resources. And we brought a lot of information down today from our partner at Federal Student Aid, because financial aid is the basis for a lot of students attending college. So it's great to be here.
And that's a great reason to be here. And you guys look like you're having a great time. You have a lot of interest. And we're going to get these students enrolled and get their money straight and help them to propel to that next level.
College is still one of the greatest uplifters in our society to take people from where they are to where they want to go. So we strongly support education.
Thank you for your time this morning, and I did mess your name up. It's Matt Mahan. There you go. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Okay. I am over here by the Hampton University booth. Okay, it's standing room only. That tells you one thing. Yes, I am very biased, but also Hampton is repping out like they're the real HU this morning, so... if you're here, come and check him out. I'm here with Andrew Edwards from the Academic Empowerment Foundation, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the organization and why it's here at the festival and what they do to help students get ready for college at HBCUs, hopefully.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Apple Street Baptist Church HBCU Festival. My name is Andrew Edwards. I'm the chairman and founder of the Academic Empowerment Foundation. I started this foundation because I saw a need in my community 29 years ago. We provide educational opportunities for college-bound students. All of our programs are done free to all of our students.
Free. Did y'all hear that? Free.
We provide free SAT workshops. We provide subsidy for students who have a desire to go on a college tour. We also have provided over $66,000 for students that are in college that need monies to help them to provide books and supplies.
That's amazing.
We receive our fundings through the National Capital Area Combined Federal Campaign, donations from federal government workers, U.S. Postal Government workers, and over the last 9 years, we have been able to receive over $250,000 that have been put back out into our community.
That is amazing. Can you tell people how to get in touch with you?
We are located on our website, which is www.academicempowermentfoundation.org. I can be reached by my cell phone number, but all our contact information is on our website. And we are still trying to grow and to improve the operation of our kids, but with whatever the needs are. We also have the capability with a credit card that if a student has an emergency on campus, we can send that student to the bookstore, have him to purchase those books, give the credit card book, credit card number to the cashier, and that student has their books in 5 minutes.
Wow. I have never heard of anybody who does that before. That is so amazing because a lot of students can get admitted, they can get there, but that everyday money they may not have because the family can't afford it. But being able to have organizations like you who can step in and keep them on the right path is amazing.
And the most important thing, we have a book grant opening in July for the fall semester and 31 December for the spring semester. Very simple process, and currently we are supporting students at 20 different states within the United States of America.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here, and I hope that the students are finding out about the great things you guys are doing, and talk to the parents, of course, because they need to know as well.
Well, we have some very smart students.
Yes.
The opportunity that lies out there just requires one thing. Research.
Research, right. And if you don't know to do it, you don't do it. And if you're too lazy to do it, you don't do it. But a lot of them don't know that people are actually out here giving them money to help them succeed.
Google for book money. Google for
you guys
SATs.
Hear that? I need book money. I need SAT help.
Keyword, book money.
Book money, okay. All right, you heard it right here. Academic Empowerment Foundation. Thank you so much for your
time. Right, and our CFC number is 91829, and we just want to give a big shout out to all the federal government workers, retiree postal workers within the National Capital Area for providing us over $250,000 to provide these services to students in the community.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. And I want to talk to you for a whole hour, but I got to move around, and maybe I'll have you on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I'm standing here talking to a representative from the American Chemical Society, and their slogan today is Chemistry for Life. And I just want to find out why they're here at the HBCU Festival and what their organization is doing overall. So, come on, tell me what you guys are doing.
My name is Kalechi, and I'm a project manager for ACS Scholars. So we're here to pretty much reach out to students to let people know that, hey, ACS is here. We have a bunch of resources and scholarships for students and teachers, and just to get our name out there. So we have three different programs. So I mainly work with Scholars. Scholars is a program where we give scholarships to underrepresented minorities. A scholarship program is for high school graduating seniors and students in undergrad. We offer up to $1,000 to $5,000 in renewable scholarship every year. The benefits of having this scholarship is to network. We provide mentors to our scholars. We also have sponsors with companies like BASF and Merck who offer sponsorships, who invite the students out to their location to meet with them and talk to them about chemistry or if whatever it is that they want to do after school, if they want to be in industry or if they want to continue on and further their education. We also have national meetings. We have companies who sponsor that also. We give them scholarships to go, sponsors to go to this national meetings to either network, and if they have research they want to present, they go ahead and present that.
Translation, chemistry and ACS are throwing money out there. Please catch some of these dollars. That's what I'm hearing right now.
So apart from Scholars, we have the Project Seed program. Project Seed is pretty much a summer research program for students in high school. It's for juniors and seniors who are really into chemistry and they're in high school. So it's a way for them to do research in a lab during the summer at a university with chemistry professors pretty much. And then you get paid to do that. Who doesn't want free money? You don't have to pay for anything.
Yes, that's true. So why did you guys pick this event to attend?
Along with Project Seed, I think it's, I don't want to pick a favorite scholarship, but I feel like it's great for students who are in high school who don't know what they want to do yet, so it exposes them to chemistry and you get to you know, do different things in a lab and see cool things and do some research. Our third scholarship program that we have here is the United States National Chemistry Olympiad. It's a way for students to study. It can be very, very tough because they have to go through the local examination, they go through a national examination, and then they pick the best four per school or homeschool. We also allow homeschool students to also to do the exam. So when after that step, they pick the best four, and then they represent the U.S. in the National Olympiad competition, which is going to be in Paris.
It's
going
to be in Paris,
It's going to be in Paris in July, from July 21st to July 30th. It's a great way for students to travel, see the world. They also get to do some fun things in the city, apart from being in the competition. Last year, we were in Prague, and we came first, so it was great.
Amazing. Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. We came first last year, so it was great. So it's definitely a good way for students to get exposed to chemistry and to, you know, learn some fun things about chemistry. And that's the American Chemical Society. We are awesome.
Yes, you are, and thank you so much. And I love that ending. Yes, you are awesome. All right, thank you so much. And you guys recruit these students and send them to Paris. I want us to come in first again this year. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Now, right now, I'm standing here speaking with the writer and creator of Henry's Going to an HBCU. And he's going to tell us what inspired him to write the book and why he's here at the HBCU Festival today.
So, hello. Yeah, my name is Kyle McMurtry. I'm a current student at Howard University. In this past November, I published this children's book entitled Henry's Going to HBCU. My goal is to empower young black students to pursue a black college education in the future, to gain the benefits and experiences that black colleges provide. So I'm here to spread the message, help empower students and encourage, attending black colleges.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle. And I think it's a wonderful job that you're doing. And I am definitely about to get a copy of Henry's Going to an HBCU. And, Henry's going to have a great time, and he's going to get nurtured and graduate and all those things. I know this book has a great ending.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for your time.
Yeah,
and I see you're a bison.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm a pirate, but yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
All
too,
love. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Trina Coleman, still here at the festival. Just ran into one of my old HBCU classmates, Ellen Montgomery, from the class of 87, Essence Hampton University. She's here now as a parent at the HBCU Festival, and I'm going to make her tell me why she's here, and she's going to get her son to Hampton and all that. So it's your turn, Ellen. How are you? And tell the people why you're here.
Thank you so much. How are you doing? We're here because this was an opportunity for my son to be able to see all the HBCUs in one location, talk and gather information. Also, I've got a sophomore running around here too, so she can just start seeing what she's going to look forward to. It's all in one place. A lot of questions can be asked and answered. There's things for just not only the students but the parents to do, workshops. So we're just here trying to take in this wonderful opportunity.
Well, that's a fantastic reason to be here today. And good luck, and try to steer them on down to the 757.
Our home by the sea.
Our home by the sea. Thank you so much. Guess what? HBCU alums in the house, but particularly Hampton Pirates. I'm just running into us everywhere, which is a beautiful thing. And their kids. Right now, I am here with an old classmate, Amos Fagans, and his daughter. What's your name, daughter?
Aaliyah.
And he just wanted to bring her out and expose her to the experience. And we say that with quotes and caps, the experience. So tell me what you think about the festival so far.
It's really cool. There are a lot of people down there, especially around certain schools, and there are a lot of different schools you can go and take a look at and learn about.
Okay. You enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Did you meet some new people?
A lot of new people.
That's great. All right, Dad, I want to hear from you. How's your experience going here today?
As I expected. Again, getting to relive the environment that I was a product of.
And yep.
You can tell it continues to live on, which is a good thing.
Right.
The number of people here today blows my mind.
Right.
To see that number of students downstairs trying to get in line, stand in line, to wait on information for education. That's amazing in itself.
It is amazing.
And there's no concert involved.
Right, or free food.
Right.
So
right.
Yes, I am. It's a beautiful thing, and it's also wonderful that Alfred Street Baptist Church does this every year. This is the 17th year. I'm walking around. I want to talk to the pastor. Hopefully, I can find the pastor and get a few words from them.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he was downstairs on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to go back down there,
right.
But. Thank you for bringing your daughter out.
Thank you.
And thank you for giving me some time on air. And we're going to keep it moving and see what else is here at the festival because there's so much to see and do.
Good. Good seeing you, too.
You, too. Hello. I am now speaking to another fellow alum from the great HBCU, Hampton. And this is Linda Peace, and she's going to tell us what she's doing here at the HBCU Festival. And why this is such an amazing event and what it means to her.
Good afternoon. It's an amazing event because it helps our students learn more about how to go to college. It's an opportunity to give back to the community for me and an opportunity to serve.
Well, that's a great reason to be out here this morning. There are so many parents and students out here. I mean, I'm just blown away by the attendance on a Saturday and from as far away as some of the people have come. Just to be at this event. So what do you think about that? Is this like normal turnout or is it your first time volunteering?
It's not my first time volunteering. It is a large event. We moved to this venue to give more opportunities to students. My understanding is it's 13,000 students who've registered with their families to come learn about scholarship, what college they might attend in the future. There are on-site opportunities to get in college for college seniors, band auditions going on, so there's just a plethora of things going on for kids so they can learn more about the college path and how to fund it.
Right, and I'm just amazed and I just feel warm all over knowing that the Alfred Street Church puts this much effort into arranging this event every year. And the turnout and the participation, the volunteers, you cannot turn without seeing at least 5 to 10 red t-shirts with volunteer on the front of them. So this event, if you missed it this year, please come next year, bring your child, if they're a sophomore, junior, senior, and just come out here and see what all we have to offer as HBCUs. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
All righty, we're alive.
Yes, ma'am. What's going on?
I am here at the HBCU Festival, as I have stated, and right now I'm about to have a conversation with the infamous Travis P. Jackson of HBCU Pride Nation. And he's out here repping with his products, and he's got so much energy and love for HBCUs. And I'm gonna let him tell you all about it, what he does, and how amazing his organization is. So take it away, Travis.
Okay, so she said that I was the infamous Travis P. Jackson, but she is the infamous Dr. Trina Coleman, okay? So, you know, that's two great individuals. This is a beautiful turnout, honestly. What we do, we promote the significance of Black colleges and universities all over the country. We help prospective students, especially high school students, understand why it's important to go to a HBCU, from showcasing the history of HBCUs to showcasing the achievements of those that went to HBCUs. And most of all, which is new for us, is showcasing the success stories of HBCU alumni. What we're doing today at the festival is selling our merchandise, but we also do a lot of motivational speaking, where I teach leadership through the game of Jenga. I host a lot of different events, transform a lot of high schools into a different world, Hillman College. For our event called the Hillman Experience, mm-hmm. to give students opportunities to receive scholarships from HBCUs, mm-hmm. and to have a panel discussion with HBCU alumni, the whole nine. So I eat, sleep, and breathe HBCUs. That's my life.
Yes, it is. I know. Yeah. I know for a fact that that is your life.
Yeah.
And you and your team do so much. And being here at this festival and seeing how many attendees are here,
yeah.
and how many people are just swarming to get your stuff, because it says on the front of all of Travis's merchandise, it says HBCU Pride. And I think everybody here is demonstrating that in their own way.
Yeah.
The ones that are alums, the ones that are trying to get their kids to be alums of HBCUs, because everybody that went, I've talked to some people and their children aren't yet sold that they want to go to one, and the parent is trying to, you know, introduce them to the HBCU life because they understand the relevance of attending an HBCU.
Yes,
so Travis, in his young age, has picked up the mantle and started carrying it everywhere he can go to preach the goods, HBCU the greats, and the excellency of HBCUs in general. Yeah. So, Travis,
yes, ma'am.
Which HBCU did you attend? here we
go. You know when you start talking about your own HBCU.
Start clearing your throat and whatnot.
You got to speak from your diaphragm, okay?
Enunciate. Which one? I know it starts with the.
You already know.
I see, I already
with two,
know.
With two E's.
Oh, I didn't know the second E was there.
Illustrious. You know when
that is not in the name.
Right? You know when you go to an HBCU, you start talking about illustrious,
magnanimous.
Magnanimous and matriculation. But I attended the great North Carolina Agricultural and Technical States University. I got my degree in public relations. I was a journalism and mass communications major, and I graduated spring 2011.
Okay, that's why you talk so much. Communications.
Communications.
Travis is a great communicator. I got to give him that. But coming here
I'm just trying
from.
To be great like you, Doc.
I'm trying to be like you. You, one with all the social media followers.
Yes, ma'am.
But Travis came here from North Carolina to Washington, D.C.
Yep.
To be at this festival. And he told me a month ago he was coming and sounded very excited about it. And I was like, okay, we're going to finally meet each other face to face.
And it's crazy that this is our first time meeting, and it's just like how it is, always on the phone.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's like I adopted another one.
You know it. I am her child.
And I can't get rid of them once they get adopted.
Right.
I don't even have to sign. They be forging my name, the documents, and whatnot.
People out here talking to me and talking about, excuse me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I did do that, didn't I?
But I'm proud of you and everything you're doing, too.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
I'm appreciating just standing here talking to you, a communication major, but
you know,
about, you know, whatever we're talking about.
But you big time in STEM, though.
I'm trying to be bigger time in STEM
you know what I'm saying?
By spreading the message more. So
exactly.
What I'm going to say right now on the air, it will be on the air when I broadcast it, but I'm saying it right now for the public to hear me, is that we're going to have an HBCU STEM Pride.
I like that.
Yeah, that's just going to be one for me.
Okay.
No, I'm serious about the STEM pride, because right now, as most people know, or some people know, if they don't know, they should listen in more frequently, and I will help educate them about the importance of STEM and why even coming to an HBCU is not, as some people think, a bad move if you are interested in science or engineering or technology or math.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's probably the best move, because you can be there in that environment, have that nurturing, have that experience, and focus on your studies, because the studies in STEM are not easy.
Right.
They're rigorous.
People have to realize that almost, I would say 95% of what we do, what we have, products we use, gadgets, our way of life has something to do with a component of STEM in some type of way.
Absolutely. Even the vendors and tables out here, they have a QR code on it or something. Everybody has a website, and everybody's way of getting in touch with each other is through their mobile device or some device, tablet, laptop, desktop, whatever. But it's not like, here, write this down, let me hand you a folder. It's all digital now.
Exactly.
So being able to think of ways and do things to even make events like this more efficient and streamlined to reach more people, to get the word out there, that's amazing. Go ahead.
And what has to occur in order for more students to understand the importance of HBCUs is that it has to be a intergenerational gap that comes together and gets tighter. Just as me and you, we literally met on LinkedIn, and it's like we've been close and known each other for all our life, just about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we have to really be able to speak to one another, mm-hmm. understand that nobody's better than the other, understand that we all have something to bring to the table, mm-hmm. but when you try to approach the HBCU table, you have to be able to bring something for everyone to eat. Ooh, that's a word
there. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to let you have that one.
That's a word right there. That's a word.
Yes, it is. But one of the things that is different with this younger generation, the millennials, and the older alums that came before them is the fact that we did have to communicate with each other face-to-face or write something to somebody else. I used to have to write letters to my significant other /
check a box
ex-husband person guy that was at A&T.
That was a lot.
I used to have to write.
That was a lot of adjectives.
Yeah, it was. But I was living in Virginia Cleveland Hall, and everybody used to go down and check the mail every day to see if they got letters. So that was how it was back then. That wasn't texting and Snapchatting and all that. So
y'all even had the phone books. Yellow pages.
We had phone books and we had phone booths. There were no mobile phones.
And you know what I thought of the other day?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in this real estate class and they was like, look up the word implement. Mm-hmm. And the first thing they said was Google it. And I was like, you remember the days we used to do encyclopedia and the Webster's dictionary?
Exactly. And you had to know how to spell it.
You had to know.
At least know the first couple letters.
They gave you the phonetics and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's really a real big disconnect in what we have mm-hmm. with the ways that we communicate effectively, because now you have your direct messages, you have your instant message, you have more people being brave through technology but can't really speak in person.
You do not have that problem.
Not at all. I am who I post.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so.
Yes, you are. And hopefully, as we progress, I know the kids are smart. They just learn different ways. They have different ways of speaking to one another, but the HBCU experience, it still tends to bring out that camaraderie.
Yeah.
You can text all day, but you're gonna text and say, where you at?
Right.
Or where, you know, and hook up and, you know, and do things together, mm-hmm. which is something that is probably less likely to occur at a predominantly white institution.
Yeah.
Because you don't have that many connections to make.
Yeah.
So coming out here, and I spoke to a student, and she was like, yeah, I've met a lot of people today. They're out here meeting each other. They come from all parts of the country.
Yeah.
And they over here meeting each other, and then they're over there buying up all Travis's shirts and stuff.
Hey,
so
I really hope that we sell out. I really hope.
I don't think you're going to have a problem. And, yeah, it's loud in here. But it's not dangerous. See, we do loud stuff, too, at HBCUs.
And Dr. Coleman bought her HBCU Pride sweatsuit. So I can't wait to see her and hers.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to be on Instagram,
everywhere.
Facebook, LinkedIn, wearing my HBCU Pride. I'm going to go out, do speaking engagements.
That's
and, you know, just promoting and bringing awareness to all the great things we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so Travis and I have covered a lot of ground about the goodness and greatness of HBCUs, our apparent love for them all, not just the two great ones we attended.
Yeah.
They're all relevant. They all matter. And we always have a good time, as you can hear in the background. So, yep. Travis, you have any final thoughts you want to give me today?
Yes. I got two statements, all right? So, perfection is not the standard, but when you are the standard, you always continue to perfect and improve yourself. Meaning, HBCUs may not be perfect, but we are the standard educational institutions for the African American community. And it's not always gonna be perfect, but we always have to be able to contribute to the progressiveness of historically black colleges and universities, because they are the standard and the oasis of hope for why all these people are here today. Even when it comes to black history, majority of those that contributed to black history attended a HBCU.
Absolutely.
And then secondly, you can't be Superman to everyone, but kryptonite to yourself. Do not be your main weakness. Always understand that no matter what you've gone through, no matter what weapons have been used against you, they haven't prospered. So as long as you wake up the next day, you can always do what you have to do. Believe in yourself and be your greatest strength. It's all in the perspective in which you see it.
That is great advice, and you said it very eloquently. Well, thank you, Travis,
thank you, Doc. You
enjoy the rest of the festival, and we will talk again soon.
All right, Doc.
All right.
Well done, Alfred Street Baptist Church, and I'll see you next year.
Beyond the Classroom is sponsored in part by Dr. H Explores. Dr. H Explores the Universe is a series of books written to change the face of STEM. Check them out at drhexplores.com or Dr. H Explores on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr.